Jeremy Bradley here, live in Yukon, and we're enjoying Discovery Days. And one of the things that you have to do while you're here is you've got to look for gold, right? That's all. That's the history of this area. And I'm joined now by Deb Miller from Gold Bottom Mine Tours. And we're actually just about to step into the creek here. But before that, we go on a bit of a tour of your mine. And it's steeped in family history, I know. So just a brief overview then. Five generations, is that true?
Third generation, actually. Okay. My father, my brother, and now the nephews are expressing interest. Mm-hmm. And so our mine tour will basically cover a little bit of history and background of the area, because there were many communities out here. Gold Bottom had 5,000 people in it, so we tell you all about that. Mm. We have the last standing still used roadhouse in the Klondike. We get to show you that. Then we get into the placer gold mining. It is 115 years later, and we are still gold mining out here. It's about making a living. It's an awesome lifestyle. You get to spend the summer out on the creeks. Mm-hmm. Working hard, hardly working, depending on
however you want to look at it.
Go. And so we... We're thinking that people might be interested to know that there is still active placer gold mining going on, and we started doing tours to show people how we do it today. Mm-hmm. And we do use large pieces of iron equipment, cats, excavators, loaders, trauma plants, wash plants, but we do still use a traditional gold pan at the beginning and for detail work at the end.
And so you're going to be putting me to work too, is from what I understand.
Yes, as part of that, you're going to help us out with some of that detail gold panning at the end of the tour.
Okay. Now, if I do find one, I can just bolt, right? I can just take off with it. It's mine if I find something, or no?
Yes, because we have given you permission to pan on in our dirt, in our creeks. You wouldn't want to just go anywhere without permission.
Right, right. Now, that's one of those things, though, is this your land? Like, how does it all work? Because I was told that, like, anybody can claim a... Explain how that works.
What we have here are placer gold claims. And we work under the Yukon Placer Miners Act. And what happens with a claim is you will receive the mineral rights to that piece of property. You do not own the surface rights. In our area, it still belongs, as I say, people of Canada.
Right. Okay. Government. So we've got a whole bunch of pictures and everything on our website, and we'll be back in about 15 minutes. I'm going to be in the water there. You can maybe hear it in the background, and hopefully I can retire, right?
That's right. Okay.
You can go to travel.jbonair.com where we have all that, and I'll be in the water in about 50 minutes. Stick around.
Today's best music with Jeremy Bradley.